Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for Dungeon Masters to work out their minds. I'm DM Neil, a.k.a. Joke Maniac.
And I'm GM Rich.
Done. The one, the only, Rich Howard.
Dude, I'm a mess today.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'm in. Punch drunk. Perfect Done. Place to be for this episode.
Punch drunk. He drank a lot of punch. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I did.
So for this one, we're going to tie it back to episode number 73. Hey, hey. We're the monks. The guest from the episode, again, I'm air quoting on a podcast, so now that I've stated that, you know, it was Hinju, the fake monk. I mean, real monk. He was totally real guy.
I'm playing Hinju. You won't hear me again the rest of the episode.
Oh, no. This is not going to be good. You're just going to have to type to me the whole time. So for the DMnastics, it's DMnastics number 60. Everyone was kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
And for this one, DM Main Prize and I made a little template to create your own champion to fight in a kung fu battle royale.
Yeah, I took a look over there. I know you wanted me to pick one, but I couldn't pick one because I can never pick one because the ideas are way too good. They're way too good. But I will say that I think definitely one that I need to shout out to is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Galakin.
Yep.
Galakin's Order of the Unbound Soul. I loved that one. It's a passion of life, passion for life. And so it both has, like, everybody's just into what they're into. So it's both powerful warriors who are into that adrenaline rush, but also very compassionate healers. I call it, it's like very Sith-like. All I could think of is like pieces of lie. There's only passion for that, for that monk group. Very, very cool. As far as characters are concerned, Grimhelm's Dragonborn monk was fantastic. I love the idea of somebody taking and playing against type. It was like a two short sword wielding Dragonborn monk that, with strength and charisma being their lowest stats. I thought it was fantastic. But my overall favorite, the standout for me, is Blake Ryan's Order of the Silent Void. Lizard folk and Medusa flavored monks from the Underdark. Non-human, villainous monk group. I would throw maybe see if kobolds would get in that group as well. Great flavor. I mean, your evil monks are pretty cliche usually, like ninjas and, you know, evil temples and things like that. But this is, I don't know, it had a great flavor, man. So, Blake, nice job.
I mean, the thing with Blake Ryan's, and it plays into the thing that I love the most on the forums, is his links directly back to someone else's post from DMnastics 41, Tipping the Scales. I mean, linking back to previous stuff, it'll get me every time. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it's just, I've been on this before, and I just say it again. Like, every time I go on there, I'm blown away by the creativity. It's fantastic.
So for my standout one, top of my list was from Rhett Sam, who I realize is the backwards DM, and his username is Dungeon Master spelled backwards. I feel real bad that I didn't realize it until now. But I will admit that to you listeners that it took me way longer than it should have to figure that out. But he has one who is a drow monk who uses karambits. And if you don't know what those are, you should totally look it up. I've trained with them. They're amazing. But I love that it's a monk order that isn't, it isn't the dritz mentality. It isn't like, oh, it's a good drow that is like getting rid of the evil stereotype. No, it's just like super logical choice by this group of lawful neutral monks who are like, hey, he'd make a great assassin. Done. We're taking this drow child and making him into the perfect assassin. Nice. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And using, you know, the darkness spell and like those aspects to just be better at it and just being lawful neutral, like I said, and completely just logic-based choice to steal a drow child and make them their assassin.
Love it.
So those are our picks. And now we're going to move into my favorite part of the episode. We're just going to make one together.
I'm warmed up. Let's do it.
Done. So we will tackle the toughest piece right now. What do we want to name our champion?
Oh, right at the beginning?
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Doesn't the naming come three episodes in of the game?
Yes. We'll just write it in pencil. It's okay. When we do a poor job, we'll just keep changing.
Nedaname. His name is Nedaname.
No.
No?
I like it. Okay, done. Nedaname. Okay, but now what monastic order will the champion represent?
So my favorite concepts of monks, I'm a big fan of rangers and druids as well. And so I always love this idea of that naturalistic meditative monk out in the woods. So that's where I'm always going to go first and see what I can go with that. So what do you think?
I'm with you, but we've got Rich Howard, and if there's not water involved, I don't think we're doing it right.
Oh, well, they're meditating on an island.
Done. In the middle of a lake, in the middle of a forest.
Ooh, I love it. Huge lake. Yeah, deep, huge, very deep lake, like miles deep.
Yes. So what would we call this order?
Let's see.
I think it should be, and track with me here, I think it should something related to the eye. Because you have like that green and then like the blue and then the green again inside to represent that island.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it. Earth's eye, Terra, Oculus.
Yeah, see, I thought Oculus too.
I'm going to see. What I'm thinking of is, where is that eye looking? It's looking into space. It's looking into moon, at the moon. It's looking into the stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
The eye is the reflection of the human soul. So this eye is the reflection of the Earth's soul.
That's what I was thinking. The Eye of Terra?
Eye of Terra. Yeah. Or whatever planet they happen to be on. Sure. Whatever your planet's name is. But yeah, the Eye of Terra.
Done. Obviously the symbol. It's an eye.
It's a foot.
Oh, you'll never guess who we are.
No. Yeah. Big eye. I love it.
All right, done. What are we going to do for motto?
A motto. Peace is a lie. There's only passion. No, wait. That's from someplace else.
That might be trademarked.
So I think about, like, why is this monastery or this place where it is, right? So it's peaceful, reflective, right? So we're dealing in the monk stereotypes right off the bat. So maybe try and dig a little deeper. What does this island contain? Maybe it's about searching the depths of your own soul. Like, this lake is super deep. But maybe the island is also deep. It's not a floating island. It's an island that connects down. So maybe there's some connection to the Underdark in a way, like caverns through the base of this, you know, pretty large city size, like metropolitan city sized island that stretches down. So it could be literal exploration of the island and the lake and exploration of your own depths.
Yep. I want to do something that sounds super cheesy. So I'm going to go with it. I'll just say it. Nothing can remain hidden when you look within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. Turn the eye on oneself.
Mm-hmm. The assumption, like, from the outside perspective is everyone just thinks it's this dumb island that a bunch of monks live on, when it's actually like this gigantic underground complex.
Huge underground complex, yeah. Like ants. I love it.
Done. Fighting style.
Fighting style. At first I would go with, I mean, obviously something flowing, something like Tai Chi-like because of the water. But it's not, I mean, this is a lake, so it's, I mean, it might be big, but it's not really going to have tides. It's not going to have necessarily a lot of wave action. So maybe something a little more grounded based on the island. I still think some water things work, though. The underground caverns are probably filled with waterfalls and things like that. So a fluid kind of hard, soft combo style.
I like it.
Yeah, a little bit of both. And because they're so contemplative most of the time, they're probably taken not as seriously.
Yep. The assumption is that someone is reflective as they are. Ooh, reflective, lake. Ooh, I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, wouldn't know the things necessary to win in the battle royale that is presented.
Right. And maybe people don't understand that this thing connects to the Underdark. So they think like, oh, who are they fighting? They're only fighting themselves. Like, they're only training with themselves. They don't have any practical experience, when maybe they're actually literally holding back a horde on a regular basis from pouring up through this thing.
Ooh.
I love it. Which also means there might be some interesting races involved as well, because some creatures and things coming up from the Underdark who don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I was thinking that too. And then again, that outward facing presence is just very classic human monks, but like, once you're on the inner sanctum, you realize what's really going on.
If you have Underdark creatures that don't like the light anyway, but they're training in the monastery and this thing has a massive ant hive underneath full of training areas, then, you know, your mind flare monk doesn't have to come up to the surface.
Oh, that's the best idea.
Grapple, so, baby.
grapple your face. Subclass?
I mean, I just want to go with open hand probably, but
yeah.
You could go with elemental monk and do like earth and water. It probably could be both.
Yeah.
There may be some that are a little bit more mystically or sorcerously adept, or psionically adept for that matter, that might lean toward, you know, a different style. But I think the general everyday person there is probably standard open hand.
Yeah, I'm with you. Current ranking. titles or accolades held by your champion?
Well, are we going Mind Flayer with this?
I guess we didn't choose a race, did we?
We did not choose a race.
Yep.
Done. Yeah.
Mind Flaying Monk.
The accolades. He has reached the rank of Eater of Brains. I'm not sure. No.
He got there very quickly.
How about we go with the third eye theme? You know, like we're talking about this reflectiveness in this island and whatnot. Like you reach a certain point, you quote unquote open that third eye. Because that's what a Mind Flayer needs is a literal third eye.
Yes.
In his forehead.
I mean, of course he does.
Of course he does. Because that isn't wrong. Mm-hmm. At a fundamental level.
Yeah, giving him even more power. I mean, they were really underpowered until now.
I know, really.
Kind of cracked the code.
Kind of nerfed those guys. Yeah. Yeah, but I, as far as a ranking is concerned, I don't know. Yeah, like he's achieved third eye status. I don't know what we would call that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to do like tropey or cliche sounding things.
It really is. Like you need to take some time. Like it's great first draft stuff, but you want to sit with it for a little while or see how it develops at the table and see if there's a way to tweak it, you know?
You almost want to say like the enlightened, awakened.
Right. Envisioned, the opened eye, the
revealed.
The avatar form. I don't know. The revealed. Ooh, actually, the revealed. That's really good. Let's do that.
Done. Reached the rank of the revealed.
The revealed. I like it.
Okay, we've done it. We've made our champion. Now, the interesting question to pose is, what would be a way that we could actually implement like a battle royale? I mean, with these characters here on the forums or even just at your own table, what would be a way to kind of like implement like a battle royale and make it feel cool?
Oof. Well, I guess that depends on what your players are looking for. Are they looking for the drama of the behind the scenes of what's happening with the politics between, you know, the different houses and things like that, that are monasteries or whatever they end up being called across the country? Or are they just, are you guys just interested in a full on ultimate martial artist, you know, bar brawl? You're dealing with a lot of monks that have the same basic mechanics. So even though there's different descriptions of fighting styles, it's like they're open hand monk. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm an open hand monk who mostly uses trip people. You know, I'm an open hand monk who does something else. Unless you start doing some multi-classing, you know, but most people are going to multi-class into something that's pretty straightforward, like thief or battlemaster. That's got some of those maneuvers that can be pretty interesting. So it kind of depends on what your players want. If it's the politics start part, you can still have the fights, but then you might want to kind of hand wave over some of the other combats until you get to the ones that are most poignantly interesting to be opponents to your specific players.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You could, I mean, definitely if your players aren't involved, unless they, for some reason, have a strong attachment to one of the people in there, definitely narrative hand-waving.
Yeah.
But, you could have them roll, you know, in small rolls, not like roll the whole thing out, but still leave it to chance as to who's going to get through.
Yeah, and that could be fun. I mean, having your players maybe not play the NPCs, but if they want to, maybe this is an opportunity not just to play your character, but to play a bunch of different types of martial artists. Maybe you've always wanted to play an elemental monk that usually gets the short shrift, but just to see what it's like at the table and see what's going on. And you say like, okay, well, while your character is doing this, let's do a battle between, you know, this Genasi, you know, elemental monk from some other plane as a, you know, basically like a one-shot combat and just kind of see what happens, right? And keep the characters for the actual player characters focused on the politics or whatever the behind the scenes drama is, as well as the fighting.
Yeah. The quick and dirty way I thought about doing like a bracket would be figuring out which of the two monks you think has advantage and just rolling it that way. And just simple rolls, and then one does or doesn't have advantage.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that idea. That's actually a great idea. It's also, it's very 5e, which is nice too. Just keep it straightforward. If you want to, you know, find out what's happening and you want your players to find out what's happening, then if somebody rolls a 1 and a 2 and somebody else rolls a crit 20, then it's like, whoa, underdog 1. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if each of the NPCs and or PCs has some motivation that you have, like it can be... So if you have 10 NPCs that are monks, martial artists in this game, and you have 4 players, so you got 14 people going on, each of those 10 NPCs, give them a 1-line motivation or a 2-line motivation behind, you know, how to move the politics forward. Like, so what the players are doing with these NPCs, whether they win or lose, might affect how the politics behind the scenes move.
Yeah.
And in that case, the world of martial arts or the world of politics in general.
Yeah. It, go watch anime. Really, that's how you'll figure this situation out. Like, all I can think of, all I can think right now as we're discussing this is multiple different animes. Basilisk, which is two sets of characters fighting each other, but the politics behind that are astronomical. Naruto, because they have the tournaments to figure out like who's at what place, and you have ones that are glossed over because they're lesser known characters. What was there was like a third one in there that I just watched. I think it was like the Seven Deadly Sins on Netflix, and that was the same thing where the main characters that you follow all of a sudden get into a tournament with each other. Like, they're all like, eh, since we're here, and they jump into a tournament. So that's another good way to see how, like, which battles should be escalated and really viewed. So, yeah.
Another twist on that, too, could be something like the pro-bending from Korra, the sequel to the Last Airbender, where it is a competition. It is a martial arts competition, but it's a different take on a martial arts competition. Like, there are other goals, non-direct combat goals. And with monks, that might be really interesting because you have a lot of other things that aren't just beat 'em up skills and abilities. So things that are more challenge instead of just being in a cage match, you know, that kind of thing.
Awesome. Sir, I think we've done it once again. Which means
I wanna play a Mind Flayer monk.
Yeah, we gotta go. We're gonna go make Mind Flayer monks and battle each other right now.
That's right, calamari.
But before we do that, you should tell people what you have going on because I'm super excited about it, and I want them to be just as excited about it.
Thanks a lot. So just today, as we record this, actually, we have dropped the episode zero intro episode to Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast. Whelmed is a podcast that focuses on the DC Comics universe, but we'll be expanding out the discussion to talk about storytelling in general, role-playing, et cetera, using the fantastic DC animated series Young Justice as kind of a tool to crack open all those eggs. Myself and the Caleb G from the RPG Academy is my co-host, and we are having a blast, so please come and join us. You can find us at the YJ Files on Twitter. You can find us at www.crashingthemode.com and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/crashingthemode as well.
Awesome. Go there. Feel the Aster. Go there now.
Feel the Aster.
Yep, and I will be a guest on there.
Yes, we will be having Neil on actually to talk about the video game and the comic book, so kind of non-direct storytelling stuff that parallel the series itself, because it actually folds in so nicely, the storylines.
Yeah, awesome. Great. Well, if you want to hear more from us here at DMnastics, or you just want to get a hold of us and you don't like using 140 characters, you can email us at dmnastics@gmail.com. Or if 140 characters is enough, you can follow us on Twitter at DMnastics. And of course, check out everything from the Block Party Podcast Network at blockpartypodcastnetwork.com. And the number one thing I want to do is implore you, the listeners, to join the forums and take part in these challenges and exercises, as well as all the other conversations being had.
And to do that, head over to the dungeonmastersblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.